Nothing But the Truth podcast with Honest John.
Hi, everybody. Honest John here. Now, if you've been following the news, you know that the FBI executed a search warrant at Donald Trump's estate in Mar-a-Lago, Florida. Now, it's impossible for us ordinary citizens to know exactly what the scope of the search warrant was, so we don't know everything that they were looking for. But there is a lot of information that is public that gives us a lot of clues. We know that Trump was in possession of documents that he should not have had. Some of them were official White House records, which should have stayed at the White House. They were not supposed to go to Mar-a-Lago. Even more seriously, other documents were highly classified, and since Trump is no longer president, he has no right to possess those documents. He doesn't even have the right to look at them. And we all know that Trump could never pass the background check to get security clearance. Just the fact that those documents were in Mar-a-Lago, 15 boxes worth, that's a lot of felonies. We also know that Trump was told by the White House legal team that he was not supposed to take those documents with him, that it was illegal to do so. So he can't pretend like he didn't know he was committing a crime. So he was in violation of the Official Records Act and the Official Secrets Act. We also know that the National Archives and the FBI have been trying to get those documents back for months. So the fact that they didn't raid the place until when they did shows the amount of deference they showed him as a former president. Deference, by the way, which he really didn't deserve. We also know that while he was in the White House, Trump regularly violated the Official Records Act, tearing up documents, flushing them down the toilet. There are even reports that he ate some of them. These acts are felonies, and they can just add them to the act of treason that Trump committed while he was in the White House. For example, his first year in office, he gave top secret information to the Russians. Now, because he was president, he couldn't be arrested for it. But if anybody else had done that, they'd still be in jail today. Which leads us to this. Those documents are not mementos. They're not keepsakes. They don't have any sentimental value. We all know Trump is not a sentimental guy. These were valuable intelligence documents which Trump no doubt intended to sell to the highest bidder, most likely an enemy country or even a terrorist group. So we are all much safer now that these documents are no longer in the hands of that disloyal, treasonous, lifelong criminal. And by the way, Trump is still the standard bearer for the Republican Party, which tells us everything we need to know about them. Thanks for listening.